99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
So we give you setting the bar stories kind of as a, like, how not to go through life today, okay? Sets the bar for your day very low.
Uh-huh.
May need your help in translating this, Kelly, for our British-speaking friends.
Going across the pond.
If you can manage to make it through the day without knocking internet access out to your entire village every single day for 18 months straight, you're doing okay.
How are they doing that?
Yes, to the UK we go for this one, where every morning for 18 months, an entire Welsh village would lose its broadband internet connection.
Oh, no.
So, after the, you know, service, internet service provider, literally, like, they would replace a cable. They would look at the infrastructure. They're still scratching their heads going, what in the world is causing these blackouts?
Bloody hell. We can't figure it out.
That's exactly what they said. Bloody hell.
Yes.
So the engineers finally figured it out. It was a resident who had an old secondhand, like, tube television that every morning, like clockwork at 7 o'clock, the homeowner would get up, turn on the TV, and this television was so old and crusty, it would interfere with the broadband through an electrical interference.
Wow.
And it would knock...
A tube TV was knocking it out.
It would knock out the broadband for the entire village.
That's crazy. I mean, they were just trying to... You know, it's kind of vintage. They're saving money. Who needs a fancy flat screen?
Yeah. So the telecommunications company literally had to bring in engineers from all across Britain to investigate. They said, not being able to solve the fault of our customers left us feeling frustrated and downbeat. Will you translate that for us?
Oh, not being able to fix the broadband let us feeling downtrodden and downbeat.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And so then the owner, upon discovering that he was the cause, immediately agreed to turn off the television and never use it again. Now, here's the thing. I feel like the broadband company needs to just get the dude a new TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of the only solution. They's like, hey, dude, we'll hook you up. We'll give you a new TV for the trouble.
Right. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just has to be something that doesn't knock out internet to the entire village.
Well, they're not super expensive anymore. So, yeah.
All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without knocking internet access out to your entire village every single day for 18 months straight, you're doing okay.
Bless his heart for still rocking the tube TV.
I know. He was going.
That's awesome.
There you go.
How old was he? I feel like I have an age in my head.
I know. I feel like he's like probably in his 70s, 80s, something like that. I know.
Probably.
That is setting the bar.